All the glory to the Now, wait a minute. I said to him before, where the singing was going on, I hate accolades. I said, look at me. The dress we are wearing is Jesus. I touch his flesh. This flesh is Jesus. I said, my little girl beside you there is Jesus. Everything about you. Everything about me. Everything about every one of us is Jesus at work. And so whatever we get done, whatever we see done in our life, the glory must go to him. And I caught that message when I was coming in also. That beware of misplacement of the glory. Give it to one to whom it belongs. Can I have the praise team lead us? All the glory must be to the Lord. This building is Jesus. The cost is Jesus. The payment of the bills is Jesus. The ones who came and walked there is Jesus. Let's ascribe the glory to him.
On earth should give glory to his name. All the glory,
all the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory, yes,
all the glory must be to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for this magnificent facility. We return the glory to you. For the speed of construction and completion, we return the glory to you. For paying all the bills of this construction, we say thank you. And we are here to hand over this to you today. Let it remain a home of salvation, a home of deliverance, a home of breakthroughs. As the name of this ministry sounds, a platform for global impact in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, bless up all of us who are here today, and at the end of the day, receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. The theme of the conference that culminated in this dedication today is captioned Restart, Recharge. Okay. No one's battery here will go flat. You will remain on the highway of life. There shall be no breakdown. Let me share this thought with you before we go into this dedication session. There are no ceilings on the destiny of God's people. The path of the justified is ordained to be as a shining light that shines more and more and more and more until the perfect day, the day that Jesus returns. So we have a destiny of no limits in Christ. That's to say, wherever you are now is the least place you will ever be. Every child of God possesses a greater potential in redemption than all the Old Testament saints in Scripture. So, every one of us in this house, everyone redeemed by the blood, carries greater potentials in redemption than Abraham, than Isaac, than Joseph, than Daniel, than Gideon, than Job, name it. That's the whole episode of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 to 13. That tells you how elastic our destiny and redemption is, both as individuals and as ministries. I kept telling my son, this is not the last thing you are going to build. You are too young to have the last at this time. Of all born of women, there is none as great as John the Baptist, for he that is least in the kingdom, greater than he. Matthew 11:11. That is saying that you carry much more than all those giants in the Old Testament carry. But this destiny is unveiled only as far as your eyes can see. Genesis 13 and verse 14 and 15. Lift up now your eyes and look northwards and southwards, eastwards and westwards, for all the land which thou seest unto you will I give it. So you got to see it first before you can assess it. You got to see it before you can take delivery of it. So how far we see is what the time is, how far we ever go. Remember, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He made a curse for us, for his written curse, everyone that hung upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come unto us who are Gentiles, and might obtain the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, we have access to the same order of blessings that Abraham carried in redemption. And that demands that as far as your eyes can see, unto you will God give it. May the eyes of all be open today. To see far beyond where you are today from the word of God. And learn how to get there. You will get there. Can I show you this? If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do what I command you to do, that I, the Lord your God, will set thee on high above all nations. Not some nations. Not most nations. Above all nations of the earth. That again shows how elastic our destiny and redemption is. Above all nations of the earth. Interestingly, God delivers his plan and purpose to us little by little. So it takes patience, the patience of faith, to fully realize God's ultimate agenda for our lives in our walk with him. Exodus 23, verse 20, he gave them, verse 30, sorry, little. By little, and by little, and by little. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 11, he gave them the promised land by little and by little. We obviously have a destiny of no limit in Christ, because he said, whosoever believes in me, the work that I do shall he do also. And greater works. My God. than these shall live. Because I go to my Father. John 14, 12. That's how elastic our destiny and redemption. Doing the works that he did, and greater than he did. He said it with his mouth. If you will believe. And interestingly, nobody ever doubts what you can see. If you can see, believing it is natural. You can't be confused. I'm not wearing suit here now. Why? You can see. And I'm not wearing black. Why? You can see. No one has problem believing what you can see. And what revelation is all about is being able to see what God is saying. So men of revelation don't struggle with faith. They can see it. So believing it is natural. We cannot but speak those things we have heard and we have said. Doubt dies when you are able to catch what God is saying with your sight. Even Thomas, my Lord and my God, when he saw him, his doubt gave way. All of my privileged proteges heard me say, I'm not surprised that we're where we are. Blessed be God for making it happen. But I would have been surprised if we are not there. Why, I could see it far ahead of time. I could see it far ahead of time. My prayer is that everyone's eyes shall be specially open today to see far beyond where you are and take covenant responsibility on how to get there. It's bound to happen. For example, every child of God has an enviable destiny in redemption. We, brethren, as Isaac, are children of promise. Galatians 4:28. And Isaac went forward, worked strong, became very great, and the Philistines envied. The nation went to him and said, thou art mightier than us. So men, mightier than nations, will start rising in the body of Christ. So you don't have a pitiable destiny. You have an enviable destiny in Christ. Whatever connotes pity around your life is converted to envy today. Never mind where you may have been. When Saul came into the midst of the prophets, he began to prophesy. You have come to the midst of those who can see. Your eyes must open today. 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 We ran a master class at the African Development Center at the university, and I did one of those classes, which was in line with what Apostle Godman said. You know, I told him I've been seeing men of God. He's the first God man I met in my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, if God man were not here, would I be here? No, he also knows. Praise God. I said, there is a place for you in space. All you need to learn is how to fly your spacecraft. There's a place for you there. And that the atmosphere is filled with billions of birds, yet they have not been able to shield the sun from shining to show how much space there is for anybody. Well, the good news is you'll never be grounded anymore in your life. We all have a mountaintop destiny in Christ. as we keep walking in obedience to God's commandments. Our city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Just obey me and I'll take you there. That's the word. Just obey me and I'll take you there. If you will diligently hearken to my voice, observe to do what I command you, I will take you to the topmost top of the mountain, above all nations of the earth. God has not changed. He's changing your level today. The question is, what makes now every Israelite is likened to an eagle, which implies that every believer is redeemed to soar where others sweat. To soar where others sweat. You have this analogy in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 9 to 14. And he showed us the secret in there. The Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. So as you let God keep leading you, he'll be leading you from one level of glory to another. Please, learn what it takes. Instead of breaking our heads in prayers and fasting, learn what it takes and line up with it. He said Israel is the Lord's portion. He found him in the desert, in a howling wilderness, nothing working. He led him about as an eagle. He instructed him. He kept him at the top of his eye. The Lord alone did lead him. There was no strange God with him. He made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock and got him to ride upon his high places. The Lord alone did lead him. May I say this to all ministers who are here? Allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. Don't be led by the environment. Allow the Lord to lead you. He never leads backward. He always leads forward. Allow God to lead you. You'll be surprised how quickly He brings His word to pass in your life. Therefore, following God's leading is a vital key to arriving at the fullness of His plan and purpose for our life. Following His leading. Thou shalt not go down to Egypt. Simple instruction to Isaac. Dwell in the land that I tell you. He stayed in there. And he sowed in that land and in that year. He lived 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. He went forward. He worked strong. He became very great. And the Philistines emptied. 1 year of massive turnaround. By walking after the leading of the Lord. That's the way there, and you will get there. As we keep following, God will keep making. Follow me, and I will make you what I've ordained you to be. Just follow me. All you need is follow me. Leave me to your making. Keep following, I will keep making. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Keep following, and I'll keep making. As we keep following, God keeps advancing us. Allow Him to shepherd your life. You keep going forward and never backward. Keep following, and God will keep enlarging you, taking you from level to level as you keep following. Remember, I am the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to prosper. The Lord said to me October 1, 1983, I'm committed to leading you if you are committed to following me. And I tell you, He's been leading me about year after year, but has never led me backward. Most of the leaders don't appear to add up. No. They look weird, as if you lost your mind. But if it's the Lord leading, it's leading you forward and not backward. He's ever leading his people forward. What shall we do? Pharaoh's army behind, the rest in front, go forward. I don't leave backward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. From now, that shall be your new identity. As we keep following, it keeps changing our levels. From one realm of glory to another. Keep following. And it will keep changing your level. From one realm of glory to another. God will not stop making us until we stop following Him. Now here is it. The meek only will He guide in judgment. You already know where you are going, so go ahead and back up yourself. For the meek will he teach in the way that she shall choose. It takes meekness to subscribe to his leading. It takes meekness to subscribe to his leading. It takes meekness to subscribe to his leading. No wonder the Bible said, blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, because they have subscribed fully to the leading of the Lord from state to state in their life. And it keeps enlarging them. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They shall inherit the earth. They shall inherit the earth. Well, that appears therefore as the key to your continuous and unending enlargement. My prayer is that this charge, in addition to all that God has been speaking to you since this conference began, will change your story forever. Beware of the Laodicean syndrome. I'm rich, I've need for nothing. Not knowing that you are poor, I'm wretched, I'm blind. If you know where God is taking you, you know that we are nowhere yet. You are nowhere yet. You are nowhere yet. If you can only spy into where God is taking you, you know you are nowhere yet. Let me conclude this charge from that Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. Beware of the Laodicean syndrome. Beware the Laodicean syndrome. He said, because thou seest, I am rich. I'm increased with goods. And I've need of nothing. And not know that thou art wretched. Compared to where I'm taking you, I'm miserable. I'm poor. I'm blind. And naked. Then verse 18. It said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And white raiment, that thou may be clothed. And at the shame of thy nakedness, do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salves, that thou may see. God is taking you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere. May the eyes of understanding of every one of us here today be opened afresh. To see the weight of glory that awaits you in God's master plan. And may you receive grace to walk with meekness and be guided by Him all the days of your life. Lift up your right hand, everyone, and give God thanks for recharging you in the race of life. For showing you that thank God for where you are is taking you somewhere else. And you are bound together. 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 And you will get there. Now, why this dedication service? Giving God all the glory is gateway to going from glory to glory in ministry. We believe, we know that Jesus did it and is waiting to be acknowledged. And so this service is put together to acknowledge him as the one behind all that we are saying today. Can I hear your amen? For except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen are awake, but in vain. It's in vain you get up early in the morning and go to bed late in the night, eating the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep. This is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we're here to say thank you, Jesus. Remember about that by strength shall no man prevail. So we are not here by reason of strength, skill, or expertise. It is just the grace of election that we are celebrating. Behind the happening today is the grace of election upon his servant. Walking through him. Walking behind the scene to produce what we are looking at today. We must therefore continue to give God the glory to preserve his blessings in our lives. This commandment to you, ye priests, if you're not here, and lay to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will cause your blessings. He said, yea, I've caused them already because you did not lay it to heart. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 1 to 3. This commandment is to you, O ye priests. O ye priests, as they are applauding you and clapping, recognize. This is not me. I'm only fronting for the builder. I'm only fronting for the builder. And then the blessings are preserved. The blessing of today will never know a reversal. This building will not suffer any form of mishap. Fire shall not go off this building. Robber shall not know the way this building is. Evil shall not penetrate here because we are handing over to the owner. And there is no rabid dog that will say who is a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah will be resident here permanently. And so every wild beast will keep off. Every evil beast will keep off. We must continue to give God the glory for the perfection of our blessings. That one leper returned, Luke 17:17 to 19, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he said, well, thou art made whole. The others were cleansed, was the only one made whole. His clipped fingers were straightened back. His contorted faces were smoothened out. Because he returned to give God the glory, he perfected his blessings. As we give God the glory today, he will perfect his blessings in this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 138 and verse 8, the Lord will perfect all things that concerns me. Finally, or thirdly, we give him the glory to multiply his blessings in our life. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks, and it multiplied supernaturally. 5,000 men, minus women and children, were fed as much as they would, and they still gathered 12 baskets of remnants, fragments, to show the reality of the multiplication. So, where we are today is the least place that this ministry will ever be. There shall be the multiplication of his grace for impact, for enlargement, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please note, every good gift and every perfect gift. So he doesn't give perfect first. He gives good first. You acknowledge him for it, he upgrades it. You acknowledge for him, he upgrades it. Until he gets to the perfect. Every time you glorify him, he changes your story. Changes your level. And that's what you're going to be experiencing from here. Never assume it. To take God for granted is to be grounded. Never assume his blessings. Never say, God knows that I'm giving him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory genuinely, practically, not theoretically. Now, that's James chapter 1, verse 17. Now, in Romans chapter 8, in chapter 12, verse 2, it talks about to know that which is the will of God, the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. Good, acceptable, and perfect. So it moves you from good to very good, and from very good to excellent. It doesn't rush it at you at a time, so you don't crash under the weight of it. It takes you level by level. How much we acknowledge him from where we are determines where next will take us. And how much we acknowledge him from where we find ourselves determines where else it will take us. My prayer is that you never assume God's blessings anymore. And no one here among us, ministers, business people, we ever assume the blessings of God as a product of your expertise or skill or strength or connection. And I can tell you, it will never stop lifting you. That's the thing. Simple, simple instruction. Opening great doors to people's lives. Simple, simple instruction. When we concluded his agenda of building the Faith Tabernacle in 1 year, I told our pastors, I said, if anybody went around this building and said, we built it, God will kill him. God will kill him because we had no capacity, we had no practical resources, we didn't have the speed or the time in our hand. He just stepped in and took it all over. Stepped in and then to now assume that we did it. My God, you provoke his wrath. He said, nobody, the same day, because I felt some folk can be saying, no, see what we have done. We haven't done anything. Don't let God catch you saying we have done something. Praise God. And that's what moves a people forward. Acknowledging God for his act, genuinely, heartily, not for people to hear you, but it's inside you. I still know till tomorrow that if I were not here, if I'd gone to heaven, nothing happened in that ministry would drop. Nothing. The one at work resides there permanently. And so I'm only privileged to be around while he's doing it. I'm not the architect. I'm not the one in charge. I'm not the supplier. He is. The moment you throw yourself in acknowledging him, there is no limit where we take you. Just connect with that genuinely. Connect with it, you know, tirelessly. Don't ever, at any time, get somewhere where you say, we did. No. It's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. Thank you, Jesus. You are going places. You are going places. You are going places. Well, we are here today to give all the glory to the builder of his church. His name, Jesus Christ. Help me give him a big hand of praise. As this sanctuary has been dedicated today, God's presence shall ever abide here. His eyes shall ever be upon this sanctuary, day and night, and his glory shall continually fill this house. Everyone that steps in here, week after week, we have an encounter with the living Christ. Every unsaved soul that steps in here will find salvation. Every child of God that gets in here will have their needs met. Every member of this church will start going forward. As God has changed the story of this church, so will it be changing your own story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 20 and 21. 2 Chronicles 6, 20 and 21. Solomon praying, saying that thy eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said, thou wouldest put my name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth towards this place. And verse 21. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they make towards this house. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. This house shall be a house of prayer. Answers to prayer will be natural in this place. People enter here and call on God, He will answer them by fire. And so shall it be. That's the business we are here to do. And according to scriptures, we'll be anointing this sanctuary and handing it over to the one that owns it. Amen. And from this time onward, we only have an identity, the name of the church. The one that owns it is Jesus. And everyone that steps in here will find him here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the mystery of the anointing was being unveiled by God, he said in Deuteronomy chapter, in Exodus 30, verse 26 to 29, thou shalt anoint the tabernacle. Thou shalt anoint the tabernacle, and not the vessels of service, that they may be most holy. Whosoever touches them shall be holy. So the anointing is to separate anything to God. So as we anoint this place today, it is separated to God. And this altar shall remain an altar of fire. Every defilement will be turned to chaff. And the fire of the Lord from this altar will burn them off. Everyone in this house will not only have impact on earth, everyone will make heaven at the end. No one will miss his place in eternity. The fire of the word of God will keep everybody jumping after God for life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we all rise, please? Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands to heaven, everyone. Again, no assumption. Let's return the glory to Him for giving us this beautiful facility in this place and in this ministry. Let's give Him thanks. This is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Lift up those two hands and give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. And give the Lord praise. And give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, we're going to praise Him for a moment while we get ready to anoint this tabernacle and all the gates that lead into this sanctuary. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody excited? Somebody excited? One of the ways to acknowledge God is to give Him praise. Hallelujah. And we're going to praise Him, dancing and celebrating His faithfulness over this ministry, over the years. Somebody agree with that? Come on, give the Lord praise. So lead us in singing danceable songs unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
See what you've done for us, oh. See how you change our story. You are the living God, oh. And there's no one like you. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Yes, we give you the praise, Jesus. Yes, there's no one like you are. Hey, we say, see what you've done for us. See how you lifted us. Jesus, you say, you are the living God. Hey, there's no one like you. Hey, you are the Jesus. You are the Jesus. You are the Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The sound of joy will never depart from this house. And the sound of joy will never depart from your house. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 And so shall it be. Right now, we are going to be blessing the oil, and it shall be turned to the holy anointing oil, and we shall be dedicating this sanctuary accordingly. The 6 gates that lead to this room, this sanctuary will be anointed, and there shall be continuous influx of souls. Services will keep multiplying. The multitudes will keep multiplying. Everyone shall be finding their needs met by Christ. The word of God will keep flourishing here. There will be no downtime in this church. There shall be no dry season in this church. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. All the men of God that are supposed to be helping us in approaching these gates, so please step forward here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. According to the word, thou shalt anoint the tabernacle and the vessels of service, that they may be most holy. Whoever touches them shall be holy. Therefore, the content of these vessels in your hand is declared today the holy anointing oil. And as these gates are anointed in the name of Jesus, the gates are declared open night and day for influx of souls, not just into this church, but into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, every sick soul that passes through this gate shall find healing. Every afflicted that passes through this gate shall find liberty. Everyone that enters this sanctuary shall meet with Christ. Every problem that enters this sanctuary shall return with solution. Every trial that steps in here shall return as testimonies. Every burden that came along with people into this service shall return as a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Not only when service is going on, whatever time anybody steps in here, he will meet with Christ. Every word from this altar will release fire. The fire that defines, the fire that destroys the works of the wicked, the fire that secures destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is declared a holy anointing oil. This is declared the holy anointing oil. This is declared the holy anointing oil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please go to the various gates while we begin to celebrate God as they do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we keep praising Him in a moment? They will soon be back here. Go ahead.
You are the reason why I lift my hands. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you? You are the reason I'm alive today. Why I'm here today? It's all because of you. Oh, you are the reason.
You are the reason why I live my life. Why I live my voice.
Hey.
And his sons that they will minister to me in the priest's office. So we use you as point of contact for all the men and women that stand with you in ministering on the altar to the people. The oil that comes on your head will go down your beard and come down to your garments and get down to your foot. Everyone that is part of this ministry will draw from that unction.
Amen. Amen.
Now look up here. Everything produces after his kind. That's the word from God. Every tree, every living creature, they all produce after their kind. By the anointing today, I see you produce in greater dimension after your root. In the name of Jesus. Now watch. Again came down with the word of faith and moved the church of Christ into another level. I followed him so hard till I took the mantle from him. And the word of faith is enlightening the entire world today as God is releasing his word through his servant. I've not had one problem believing anything. No. And I've not had to doubt in the course of pursuing anything God says. Because of that mantle. Now today, I decree a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith that will keep moving you from level to level. And for all ministers who are here, I decree that you partake of that same release in the name of Jesus. If you walk down to Canaan land, you used to the place, the first gate when you leave the university chapel was our boundary. It was built with concrete. The fence was concrete. And then the Lord said to me, go and acquire more. And from there, about 9,000 acres were acquired. That is not even looking enough now. Now, watch. You are not ending here. We will soon be telling the story when we were dedicating that little sanctuary. That shall be your testimony. You know why I said there are no ceilings? God told me about 50,000 seed sanctuary, 1982. He did it in 1 year without begging him to do it. He flagged it for by himself. He did. Now he said, now go ahead. How? Go ahead. And you know what's going on now. Now, there is no end to enlargement in God's agenda. I therefore pray that the meekness required to still keep safe as God keeps enlarging you, receive it right now. And for all ministers who are here, the meekness required to keep enjoying God's greatness from level to level. Receive it right now. Now, as this oil comes on your head, I decree fresh release of grace from level to level. In the name of Jesus. Now begin to produce after your roots in greater dimensions. In the name of Jesus Christ. New fire on the altar. New insights in the Word of God. New order of proofs in your life. New order of testimonies from the altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I ask for this grace to be extended to everyone that is sent to join you in ministering to God's people here. Every pastor, every minister, I decree the release of this grace to flow down to them wherever they are, in the name of Jesus Christ. And for the entire membership of this church and the multitudes that are coming to join, in the name of Jesus, the grace of today will keep speaking in their lives. This ministry shall never suffer a setback. You'll never know a downward trend. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look up here. In 40 years, we have never known a setback. Now, the next 40 years of your life and ministry, you'll never suffer a setback. Look up here. I have never been a victim of distraction. In 40 years, I've stayed focused by grace on his assignment on my life. Grace to stay focused. Because only focused people become first-class citizens of the earth. Grace to stay focused. Paul said, this one thing I do, grace to stay focused. Jesus said, to this end was I born. Grace to stay focused. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. This altar shall not be messed up. This altar shall not be defied. You are preaching the truth today, you will not preach lies tomorrow. Doctrines of devils will not find their way here. You will lead this congregation with you to heaven. None shall drop off on the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, receive wisdom to manage the continuous growth of this church. Receive wisdom in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Amen. Well, to everyone that is here, help me congratulate Jesus for what he has done. Congratulate Jesus for what he has done. Now, wait a minute. I didn't shout. I said, Jesus, congratulations. Lord Jesus, congratulations. Lord Jesus, congratulations. You have done it again. Congratulations. We are seeing it with our eyes. Congratulations. Lord Jesus, congratulations. Lord Jesus. Now, join me congratulate this young man and this young lady for obeying God. Congratulate them for grace of obedience, grace to serve God's purpose on the earth by the grace of election. Come on, let me hear you say, Pastor, congratulations. For allowing God to use you, congratulations. For not receiving the grace of God in vain, congratulations. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Yes. Now this altar is declared an altar of fire. It's anointed today to keep emitting fire day and night. In the name of Jesus. Every word that emanates from this altar will be fire. Every declaration here will deliver as fire. In the name of Jesus Christ,
and so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering, everybody. Amen. And I say to all of us who are here, in partnership with Jesus, congratulations to you all. And that's what you'll be hearing all through your remaining days in life. One more time, give the Lord a big hand of praise.
You are God. You are not just ego. Hey. You are not just Nacho. Baba, you are a great God. You are God, yes, yes, yes. testimony. Awesome God of our testimony. Mighty God of our testimony. Wonderful God of our testimony. Awesome 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 God of our testimony. Mighty God. King of kings. Mighty God.
my mouth, oh. Your goodness never did it, follow from my life, oh. Then I love you, I love you, my dog, oh. Hallelujah, I love you. You love me, let me go.
Two people that I am sure that I have received something. Now, I'm not sure, I don't know about you, but for me, I know that something has dropped. Just before we end the service, we will be sharing the goodness with somebody this afternoon before. So let's get set for that. But just a way again of reminder that tomorrow we'll be having two powerful services here. The first service by 7:30 a.m. and the second service by 9:30 a.m. And of course, we'll be having Dunsi Oyeko in our midst tomorrow. So the celebration hasn't stopped. The celebration continues. As a matter of fact, when you get home, eat the best meal ever. Live in anticipation and knowing, not just in anticipation, knowing that something has happened. It'll be joyful, be full of smiles wherever. Don't let the traffic bother you wherever you go. And as a matter of fact, after the service, we know that a number of us will have to get to the car park, you know, to move our cars out. Let's do that with a joyful disposition that something has happened to me and the traffic will not take it out of me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let's get set for that. And of course, in all the various expressions in Suleri Center, two services also, 7:30 and 9:30 a.m. and at the Lekki Center, one service by